You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Let me read you. I don't have it in front of me. I'll just recap it. Pedro posted on my Facebook, and I was zipping through him, and he said the neighbor kids came over, and he had left his car unlocked in the driveway, and they had opened it up, and they had Sharpies with them, and they drew all over the inside of his door with Sharpies, which basically doesn't come out, right? God. I was like, man,
little vandals.
I'd be so mad at those little monsters.
Damn kids.
Yeah.
Here's Patricia. We're going to try to whip through these calls as quickly as we can. We got a bunch. A lot of people, Patricia, doing a lot of stupid things. What did you do?
So I was reversing out of my garage.
Yeah.
And I looked over my right shoulder to make sure I didn't hit the trash cans and didn't realize I left my driver's door open.
Oh, no.
And reversed out and took my driver's door off and the track off the garage door.
Yes.
How much did all of that combined cost you? Do you remember?
It was like $2,500, and my insurance was skyrocketed.
Yeah. Did you just feel stupid after that happened, too? You're like, what did I do?
So pissed.
Yeah, you're so mad at yourself.
But now, wait a minute, Patricia. Look on the bright side. The bright side is you did not hurt that trash can at all.
It did not move one inch.
Yep, there you go. That's a good story, Patricia.
It's a great way to kick this off.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Love you guys.
Love you back so much. Here's Leah. Leah, what's the dumb thing you did?
Well, thankfully, it's not something that I did. However, it was pretty dumb. I live pretty rurally on 5 acres, and we don't have a fenced property anywhere, anybody around us. So my neighbor's caged trampoline took flight and rolled, not just like took flight, but rolled across like 15 acres of land and right over my Audi. And
oh, no! Like of all that open space, it just gunned it right for your car.
And the bad part was the insurance companies, of course, would not cover it because they said it was an act of God.
Oh, did your neighbors chip in at all, or did they?
No.
Their trampoline, and they didn't do anything about it at all.
I guess.
No. Nope, they didn't do anything about it. Homeowners insurance, car insurance, all the things. They all told us to kick rocks.
You know what? So if they're saying it's an act of God, that's basically saying that God doesn't like Audis. And that's
stupid. Honestly, I feel like you just called in to brag that you were driving an Audi. So.
Right, yeah.
Listen, it was the silver lining, I should say, is that it was like half dead and I was driving it into the ground and then it got totaled like 6 months later. So it's fine.
Okay.
It's a funny story.
Still a good story.
Thank you for being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
You know, you think about the odds.
That's what I think.
All of that space,
all
right?
All that acreage.
And then it hits. That's like the time that I spun out on ice and hit the fire hydrant.
Right, of
and
all
there
places.
Was nothing within 100 yards this way and nothing within 100 yards that way. And my Forerunner just zeroed in and hit the fire hydrant.
Yeah. Yeah.
I stood there and I looked. I said, it could have gone anywhere. It could have gone one inch either way.
Yeah.
The trampoline. Jeremy, yet another reason to not get
a
trampoline.
That's right, man.
Kirsty, how do you pronounce it?
Just Christy.
Oh, it's Christy. Right. He's got it on here as Kirsty. So
you got it all messed up on our screen.
That's fine. That doesn't matter. Christy, what's the story?
So I was going to pick up my youngest kid from my mother's house. He had a play date over. And as I pull up to her house, he runs out. He goes, Mommy, we're playing cops and robbers, and I'm a copper. I go, oh, well, then you'll never catch me, copper. And I pulled off to go turn around in the little turnabout.
Yeah.
And as I'm pulling away, I see my kid raise this, what I thought was a just fake rifle toy, and take aim. And then all of a sudden, my back windshield shatters.
Just
completely shatters. It turns out it was a BB gun that his friend had brought over. And I see my son in the rearview mirror just like panic look on his face.
And
he takes off running. Just bolts.
Running. Well, you know, it's one of those stories where it was like, at least it was just your back window and the kid truly didn't put an eye out with that with anybody.
Right.
And,
my God. I didn't know a sucks. BB could do that much damage. I guess.
Hit it just right, I guess.
The stress.
Oh. I didn't either.
Hit a stress point.
That's a good one.
Wow. That's so funny. Christy, thank you for the call. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
Bye.
Can you imagine?
No.
I like the way she said he took aim.
It reminds me of the other one where I smashed out the back window of my truck. I was loading up all the old decking material I had in my backyard, and I tossed the 2x4 up a little too much, and it went wham right into the back window of my truck.
I remember that.
Smashed it out. There's another one.
Well, you're hell on your trucks.
Damn.
Let's do two more. Suzette and Amanda. Suzette, what's the story?
Good morning, boys. My story is not what I did, but what my husband was doing, trying to impress our young boys at the time and their friends.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Was making dry ice bombs.
I already like it. So what happened?
Yeah, my car is usually always in the garage. For some reason, I probably just came home from the store and loaded groceries or whatever, and my car was in the driveway, and sure enough, one went off. The Gatorade bottle, pretty strong bottle, shot right into the side of my car. Yeah. Never got repaired, but it was a nice memory to always have that little jab at him, like, oh, look at the nice little bump in my car.
What a cool way to get a dent, though, really. That's really impressive.
You know, we've talked on the show many times, Suzette, about how sometimes bad things happen, but the good part is that you always have the story, and that's that's with you. You can always point to your little dent.
Thank goodness none of the kids got hurt. Like, it didn't go towards them.
You could have taken an arm off.
Right.
It could have.
You're the best.
But no windows were shattered, so it was all good.
That's good.
Have a great weekend, Suzette.
You guys, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Appreciate you being on the show. Amanda will bring it home for us. Amanda, what happened?
Hello. So I didn't do it either, but my friend and I were in a car war. We were doing things to each other's cars, and he decided to rub mud all over my car one night, and not realizing there was rocks in it, and scratched the living daylights out of it. And it was my baby car, with my Mini Cooper, very expensive, and he paid to get it fixed, like $2,000 to get it touched up on paint, because it was some special paint color.
Yeah. Oh. I've heard stories like that where people like are drying their car with a chamois or a towel or something, and there's like a little rock in it, and they're just scratching the hell out of it. And they don't know until they're done.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, that's a great story, but I have to ask you, you said you guys were involved in like car wars. So what did you do to his car? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I put little pieces of scotch tape all over his windows, videotaped his reaction, drove back to the house party that he was going to, and had everyone cover for me that it wasn't me because I was there the whole time.
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
So, trying to peel scotch tape off of a window, it probably like ripped, right?
Yeah, it's all thin little strips, and then it gets hot and real sticky. And
that's
gotta get a razor blade out.
You are evil. Fun. You're an evil woman.
Yeah,
good for you, Amanda. Have a fun weekend.
You too. Thank you.
See you later.
Wow, those stories also a 9.75.
Those were great, and to all the numerous ones coming in on our text line, we'll get to you guys. There's a lot of shenanigans going on with cars.
Are you going to do like a little cut and paste thing?
Thank you. There's so many.
You know, that's a good time to point out that we do write back to almost every, like probably 99% of the texts, unless you're a jerk, then we don't write back, but... we write back to almost all of them, but sometimes we get overwhelmed with a segment like this. So if you get a generic reply from us, it doesn't mean we don't love you. It's just that we're kind of swamped.
I do like the one where somebody said they were on a highway and a goose flew right into the windshield. A goose. Of all the birds, you do not want a goose hitting you.
Jeez.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you again. We appreciate you so much.